who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody, happy Friday, happy Fade the Public Friday. We had a big, and I mean bigly, bounce back Thursday, guys. You love to see it. Remember, Monday was fantastic. We cashed Joker, stacked about 2.75 units. The last 2 days after that, Tuesday, Wednesday, were absolutely brutal. Lost about 10 units overall, but this is why we grind and stick with it and bounce back bigly. 7-4 yesterday, plus 2.09 units. Looking at MLB, 3-2. We got Houston, we got Texas. The big one there was the Yankees. Yankees as not what we call a sharp play. Line did move there to Chicago, but Yankees get it done, getting a plus 132. You love to see it. So 3-2 MLB, lost to Pittsburgh over. And I was actually joking with my guy Devin Hernandez, like, I'm not going to bet many totals MLB. Wins blowing out, two good over teams, and that was a 4-0 game. And if you notice, that 8 actually got bet up to 8.5, so we beat the closing line too. So that's why I stay in my lane with my money line plays. Dodgers tied it up in the 9th and then lose, which would have been nice. That would have pushed it to 4-1, but 3-2 MLB. The great part of last night, guys, my Boston Bruins. The Bruins, they said, we're not going to end our season yet. Coming up absolutely massive for the team. Cashing a huge, huge minus 125 last night. Tampa Bay, the ultimate system match. I feel like it's just like, you know, when you see the system match, you got to play it. And a couple people saying, yeah, the streak's going to end. The streak's going to end. Yeah, and maybe it would have. But nope, when you slap me in the face with a 15-0 off a loss, you're damn right I'm going to play you your next time off a loss. Tampa Bay gets it done, forces a game 7. My Bruins force a game 7. Couldn't get Minnesota, but did get Edmonton, which was huge. The Oilers, that game, they had a 2-0 lead. They blew it. Then they scored a couple late. So 3-1 NHL. Great bounce back with Boston, Tampa Bay, and Edmonton. And then NBA. Lost Philly, but we got Dallas plus 2, which was a fantastic contrarian line freeze there. It's coming up big with Dallas in a game 6, forcing a game 7. So great day, guys. The Lightning, the Bruins, the Mavs, the Yankees. We are bouncing back, and now I am super excited for today and for the weekend. And I'll tell you right now, guys, we are doing, and I wish I could invite you all, we are doing our first housewarming party. So the fiance and I, we got our first house ever back in September. It's been a long time here cleaning up the house, cleaning up the yard, but we have our first gathering. We're about 15 people over, a bunch of my old high school friends, all my buddies. We're going to be grilling. So we've got a grill, cannot wait. Got the Weber I've always wanted. And we are going to set up the TV on the deck and we're gonna pump the Bruins game. So it's gonna be a Bruins party. Everyone's got to wear black and gold. I joked with all my buddies that there's a $20 cover charge to the party, but if you wear black and gold, you get in for free. So I cannot wait. We're gonna be hosting. We got a keg of cloud candy. So if anyone in New England know what I'm talking about, the drinks will be flowing. I cannot wait. Tomorrow is going to be epic. So say a prayer for my bees in an ultimate game 7. They said never say die. Don't go quietly into that good night. The bees are alive, and Hampus Lindholm made a huge difference last night. So I'm feeling good, guys. Stacked yesterday, 7-4 plus 2.09 units. Going to steam into the weekend here. We got a lot to get to, though. We have MLB, 6 Major League Baseball games that I want to hit on with you guys. 2 in the NBA, including a huge game for my Boston Celtics. My Bruins staved off elimination last night. Can the Celtics do it again? We got to talk Golden State and Memphis. Lines are moving. And also, Scott Foster, our buddy Scott Foster, is reffing one of these two games, so stay tuned for that. I do have one play in the NHL. There are a couple that kind of caught my eye. Sidney Crosby's out. I was leaning on one team in particular, but I'm only going to make one bet, but it is my favorite one of the day, so I'll share that with you. And then, of course, a Friday would not be complete, a Fade the Public Friday, without a couple biting plays in the arena. So I do have two UFC bets that I want to share with you, matching our system. Low bets, higher dollars, line movement, younger, taller, longer reach, line move, all that kind of stuff. One is a gambling lose special. The other one is a perfect system match from all the things we look at. So a huge Friday, guys. A great bounce back last night. And that's why, you know, betting can drive you crazy. You have a huge Monday, a terrible Tuesday, terrible Wednesday. You bounce back yesterday. That's the whole point of not getting too high, or not getting too low. Just sticking with it, grinding, and just, you know, kind of forced amongst the trees, or that kind of attitude, basically. So great bounce back. You'll love to see it yesterday. A lot to get to before we do. Housekeeping, as always, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, and as soon as you do, you'll start to wake up every single morning to our VSiN Sports Betting Network newspaper or newsletter, whatever you want to call it here. But it's got great content, great information. It's the best way to stay plugged into VSiN and everything that's going on in the sports betting market. So you let off the newsletter today with a ton of NFL talk. Obviously, yesterday was schedule day. So again, I went through all my games, you know, win, loss, win, win, loss, loss, win, win with all my Patriots plays. And I would say the Pats in week 15 go to Vegas to play the Raiders. So I got to see if VSiN will, you know, DraftKings will send me out there. I got to cover that game. I got to watch that game. But wouldn't that be nice when it's, you know, 2 feet of snow in Boston, get out to Vegas mid to late December. But also Steve Mackinnon, Matty Humans, Adam Burke, the whole crew, the GM Shuffle pod with Femi and Michael's back, Michael Lombardi, which is great. So if you're looking for more content information on the schedule release, we let off the newsletter with that. You also get a rundown of all the shows, guests, and hosts that day. We have a great breakdown of all the elimination games, NBA with JVT and Dave Tooley, NHL with our guy Andy McNeil, big baseball day, so Adam Burke, Jason Weingarten, Aaron Moore, Steve Macklin, the whole crew. They have their, quote, full send Friday, so that means like a ton of games, basically. And then you'll also get links to all of our city casts. You've got my market insights column giving you sharp reports every day, and then helpful links for betting sheets, tools, live odds, videos, how to bet, betting 101, all that kind of stuff included for free in the newsletter every day. So sign up, VSiN.com/newsletter. Get it. Wake up to betting content. Get your brain thinking about betting in that day. And again, costs you nothing and gives you a lot in return. Then, of course, guys, if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All-Access membership. We have a great promo right now. It's going to cover you for a big portion of the summer, now until July 31st. So all of June, all of July, you know, May is almost halfway through, but a little more than 2.5 months, only $59. That's nothing, guys. I know it's a decent chunk of change, but covering you for that length of time, it's a great deal here. Once you sign up, you'll get everything we offer at VSiN, everything behind the paywall. You will get all of our low bets, higher dollars bet splits. You will get all of the afternoon best bet emails that, you know, best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts. You'll get all the points for weekly magazines. You can read up on all the handicapping for that particular week, all of our betting tools, expert advice, and of course a live stream of all the shows. If you want to check out Follow the Money or Lombardi Line or Betting Across America or My Guys, it's like your own personal DVR when you become a member. So really great part of the VSiN All Access membership. It's only $59. Give it a shot. It's our summer special. I don't think you're going to regret it. Will I guarantee you you'll become a millionaire? Absolutely not. But I guarantee you that it's going to give you all the content, information, data, and advice so that you can make the smartest bet that you can and feel like you're taking advantage of an edge. You have an advantage. That's the whole point of betting in general, value and finding an edge. So that's where we're going to cover you there. Again, VSiN.com/subscribe. Then, of course, get on Twitter. I'm glued to Twitter. I want to find out whether Time Lord Robert Williams is going to play tonight. But that's the whole point, guys. Twitter is really important because we operate in a real-time market. Lines are constantly moving, constantly evolving. You know, obviously, big money coming in will move a number, but you'll also see injuries, scratch starting pitchers, starting goalies, NBA players who are out, COVID, trades, all that kind of stuff. Twitter is your resource to get that information first. So get on Twitter. You can follow local beat reporters. You can create a gambling community through direct messaging. Make sure you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, got to get referred to a new sports book. You need an app to track your bets. You have questions about live odds page or contrarian betting or line movement. Hit me up. I'll do the best I can to get your questions answered. Again, at Josh_insights on Twitter, josh@vsin.com via email. Whew. So after last night, guys, which got the juices flowing, I'm not going to lie to you. The Lightning cashing. Now 16-0. You love to see it. I pretty much would put that up there with the Army-Navy unders. Those are the two best systems you'll ever play. The Bruins staving off elimination. The Mavs, the Yanks, getting 2.09 units back after a bad couple days. I'm feeling good. Let's get after it on a big Friday. Let's see if we can end the week on a high note here. So I want to start off with Major League Baseball because a decent Major League Baseball day yesterday, 3-2, but kind of some low favorites around -130. We got Yankees +130, so eked out a little profit there. Let's see if we can continue that profit here. First one on the board for me, I am going to go, and it kills me to say it, Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm going to go Pirates here at home against the Cincinnati Redlegs. Break up the Reds, I guess. They have the worst record in baseball, 8-24, but they're actually 4-1 their last five. And now I think is the time to bet against them. Because again, I feel like, you know, if they won a few games, maybe you start to get a little more public support than when you're losing all those games. But what I go with this one, guys, is kind of the line move here. You know, a lot of these books open, some of them at least were like Cincinnati as a short favorite, -120, something like that. The line is all the way down to pretty much a pick 'em. You're pretty much -110 or -105 both sides. So this game went from short favorite Cincy to now pick 'em. And that's important because slight majority bets on the Red Legs, because again, they're 4-1 their last five. Which again, at some point you thought they'd win a few games at least. But if they're getting a majority bet, slight majority, shouldn't the line stay where it's at or tick up a little bit higher in favor of the Reds? But no, that hasn't happened. The line has fallen toward a pick 'em. So I'm going to go with this line move here on Pittsburgh. Give me the Buccos. One thing I do like, you have a pretty good home umpire here, Ramon DeJesus. He's about 55% there to the home team historically. Aside from the line move, you also have a better hitting team with Pittsburgh. They're hitting .235. versus the Reds hitting .218. They have a better pitching staff, 4.78 ERA versus 6.4. And the Reds, yeah, they've 4-1 their last five, but they're still 7-20 as a dog and only 3-15 on the road. They're -53 run differential Pittsburgh, but -68 there for Cincinnati. So I'm going to bet against this tiny little Red Legs hot streak here. Give me Pittsburgh on a dog to a pick 'em sharp line move. I'm on the Pittsburgh Buccos. I got them at -105. Next play for me. Let's go Corbin Burns. I'm going to go Milwaukee Brew Crew. The Brew Crew are on the road at the Miami Fish. This line open, a lot of books around Milwaukee, -135 on the road. You've seen them get steamed up all the way to -145, -150. So this line is moving in favor of Milwaukee. It'll be a favorite with a low total. Total open 6.5. It's juiced up like it made me get down to 6. Again, you never see totals that low anymore. But I got a lot of matches here on Milwaukee. Aside from getting Corbin Burns at like a sub, you know, 160, 150, to me that's just value in general. But you look at favorites off a loss. Who made the playoffs last year? This would match with Milwaukee, who lost their last game and made the playoffs last year. 61-28, 69%, 13% ROI. You also look at both teams had the day off yesterday. Take the favorite today. Very simple, but 25-10, 71%, 19% ROI. And then our other banger, non-division road favorites. So you don't have to worry about that divisional dog angle. You can kind of bet against, you know, public love for home field. That's 61-28, 69%, 16% ROI. You also have, Milwaukee, 18-9 is a favorite versus Fish, 5-8 is a dog. Milwaukee, 10-8 on the road. Fish, 6-7 at home. Burns, again, 1.86 ERA. I want to back him today. Also, two righties on the bump, Lopez and Burns. Milwaukee is 16-6 against righties. Miami is just 10-13 against righties. So I'm going to go with this mini steam move here on Milwaukee. Give me the Milwaukee Brew Crew. Let's make some beer. Let's brew some beer. -145. Let's go, Brew Crew. Next one here, guys. Not a huge line move, but I have a pretty good system match on the Houston Astros. So I'm going to continue to back the Stros in this one, guys. They opened like -150. They pretty much stayed -150. So again, there's no huge steam move on Houston. But what I do like, that non-division road favorite system match. 61-28, 69%, 16% ROI. They're also 18-5 as a favorite versus Washington, who's only 9-19 as a dog. You have a -150 favorite with a low total. Total here around 8, although it is juiced up -115. So maybe there's some over money there. But also like the fact Washington going up against Framber Valdez, they're only 4-7 against lefties this year. So they've struggled against lefties. I want to back Valdez in this one. You also have a +34 run differential Houston, -30 for Washington. And you have the Astros 12-7 on the road. The Nats are only 4-13 at home. So I'm going to back Houston here, -150. Next play for me, I'm going to back Scherzer. Let's go Scherzer and the Mets. Mets are at home against Seattle. I know it's a big number here, but I like the correlative betting big, big favorite. Very low total. So this one open, Scherzer against Gonzalez, Mets around -200 at home. Seen them tick up to around -225. So pretty good steam here, about a 25-cent steam move toward the Mets. You also have a very low total of 7. So again, correlative betting, big favorite, expected to win, low total. You know, game theory betting wise says, hey, low total means fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from that good team, that favorite. So it'll be a non-division home favorite system match, 58%, and home favorites -200 or more. 49-19, 72%, about a 4% ROI. You also have a better hitting team. Mets rating 254 versus 230 for Seattle. They're +36 run differential versus -9 for Seattle. The Mets are 18-8 as a favorite, and they're 9-5 at home. Seattle is just 6-13 as a dog and 5-11 on the road. So I'm going to back the Mets here. Let's go Metropolitans, -225. And again, always bet Trish, not bet to win. You're not risking 2.25 units on the Mets to win one. You're risking your one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we bet on the Mets. Well, give me the Yankees here. And again, Yankees were a great value play yesterday. I'm proud that we identified them as not being sharp because the line did go to the White Sox. But Yankees, you know, crushing right-handed pitching and being a good team, getting plus money. That was the value play, and it came through, which was great to see. But now I'm gonna take the Yankees again. Garrett Cole is on the bump. They open around -160 on the road against Velasquez and the White Sox here. They're all the way up to -175. So there's a pretty good steam move in favor of New York here, about 15-cent steam. And you look at, again, another system match, non-division road favorites, which I love to play, 69%, as we mentioned. Favorite low total, this one's 7.5 with a favorite of -175. So correlative betting advantage to the Yankees here. You also have Yankees 21-8 as a favorite. Only 2-5 as a dog for the White Sox. +60 run differential for the Yankees and a -21 for Chicago. And I mentioned Yankees against righties, 16-6 against righties versus Chicago, who's 11-13 against righties. So I'm going to back Garrett Cole. Give me the Yankees -175. Lost my breath there. Last one for me, Dodgers. Dodgers let us down last night, but I love this also, this correlative betting spot. And I like buying low on the Dodgers, who have actually struggled a bit here. I think they're what? They're 1-3, their last four. But Kershaw's on the bump. Ageless wonder. He's 4-0, 1.8 ERA. His total open -2, or this line open -210. Dodgers, they're up to -230. So big steam move in favor of the Dodgers. This would be a favorite off a loss who made the playoffs last year. 69%, 13% ROI. Non-division home favorites. Home favorites 200 or more, 72%. So all matching here with the Dodgers. You also have a favorite low total of 8. Looks like it's juiced up under a little bit at some shops, -115. Better pitching staff for the Dodgers over Philly, 2.48 ERA versus 3.97. 20-10 is a favorite, 10-3 at home for the Dodgers. Philly, 5-6 as a dog, 6-8 on the road. So Philly got us last night, but I like the Dodgers with Kershaw to bounce back today. So give me the Dodgers. Again, bet trust, not bet to win, -230. So our six bets for today, can we get four of them? Pittsburgh, -105. Milwaukee, -145. Houston, -150. Mets, -225. Yankees, -175. And Dodgers, -230. There you have it, guys. First half of the pod is in the books. We got much more to talk about. We're going to go to the NBA, the playoff hardwood. We got Scott Foster. Scott Foster alert. My Celtics are backs against the wall. I have an interesting trend here, game 6, game 7, in terms of totals. If you know me and you've done enough betting hangouts or pods, you know what I'm talking about. Tired legs unders. And then NHL. I picked my spots here, NHL, and I had one bet, but I do really like it. And then, of course, we'll finish up on a Fade the Public Friday with a couple biting plays in the arena. So we'll share those when we get back from the pod. So good bounce back yesterday, guys. Let's see if we can keep it rolling on episode 580 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with, the ups and downs, the roller coaster, but grinding long term, the sharp contrarian mentality, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. After a great Monday, as I mentioned, a terrible Tuesday, Wednesday, we clawed our way back yesterday. You love to see it. The Bruins, the Lightning, the Mavs, the Yanks, 7-4 plus 2.09 units. Let's see if we can keep it going and get steaming into the weekend here on a high note, which, again, tomorrow, Game 7's galore. And as I mentioned earlier, we got a party. We're having people over to hang out and sweat the bees. Let's get after it tomorrow. But anyway, guys, we started talking baseball. Now let's go to the NBA. So, of course, guys, we got to start with my Boston Celtics. Celtics are on the road at the Milwaukee Bucks. Don't get me started at that terrible collapse down the stretch where you're covering that 5.5, then you lose a blink of an eye, and you know Marcus Smart turns it over, and Holiday picks it off, and you lose a brutal loss there for the Celts. But now they're on the road at Milwaukee. They lose, the season's over. They win, they force a game 7. So what I like about this one, guys, I'm going to take Boston plus 1.5. Yes, I'm a Boston guy, but even if I wasn't, if I was from New York, you know, Iowa, Timbuktu, the Celtics are a sharp contrarian line freeze today with maybe a little reverse line movement based on the juice. So what I like about this one, guys, from BetMGM, John Ewing, our buddy, gave us these stats. 64% of bets are on Milwaukee today. So again, Giannis at home, only laying a 1.5. I mean, how do you not play that, right? But despite 64% of bets on Milwaukee, basically think of it this way, two out of three bets are on the Bucks tonight. They're the public play. The line opened Bucks minus 1.5, and it stayed Bucks minus 1.5. Now, you guys know by now, if you have heavy betting on one side, yet the line doesn't move, what does that tell you? That tells me that you have sharp line freeze liability. Same exact thing as yesterday when the Suns opened, you know, minus 2, 2.5 with the Dallas Mavs, and the line didn't move at all, despite the Suns being a really popular team. So 9 out of 10 times, you're getting 2/3 of bets. You open minus 1.5, you're up to -2, -2.5, -3. That's not happening. The books refuse to go to 2, and they're actually inching down to 1 at some shops. I see a lot of plus 1.5s with Boston that are juiced up minus 115, like they may fall to 1. So not only are you contrarian in a heavily bet game, not only are you, you know, seeing a line freeze and some reverse line movement, but here is some more information here to get you guys a little bit excited. Boston, 2-0 off a loss in the playoffs. So every time the Celtics have lost, they have bounced back and won. So I got to give them the benefit of the doubt. Backs against the wall. Also, they're 20-13 against the spread off a loss on the season, 61%. This is also crazy. Since they flipped the switch, which is incredible that the Celtics turned their season around because they were mired in mediocrity for like 2 years, but they have not lost back-to-back games since January. So since they flipped the switch, they have not lost 2 in a row. I like Boston here, and I'll give you the final cherry on top. I mentioned it before, but guess who is reffing tonight? Our buddy, our favorite ref, Scott Foster. Scott Foster alert. Woo, 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 woo. Scott Foster is one of the best over and road referees. He's about 55% to both the over and road refs and road teams. But it's not just Foster. Eric Lewis, Ben Taylor, all three road refs tonight, between 52 and 56% to the road team. So you love to see it. I'll put that in my back pocket. Again, I joke around, but Foster, it's legit. His data leans, obviously, to road teams and to overs. And who am I betting on with the sharp line freeze tonight? The road team. So give me Boston here, +1.5. Robert Williams may play. We'll see. He's kind of questionable here. I don't know how much that changes things. Now, this looks like a really sharp under. It opened 212. It got down to like 210. But over the last couple hours here, late morning, early afternoon, it got bet back up to around 212.5. So there's a lot of, when it bottomed out at 210, a lot of over money coming in. I'm not going to play this total. You know, game 6, game 7, I always lean unders anyway. Tired legs, you know, backs against the wall. Elimination is right in your face here. So you're going to lock in on defense. So I'm under or nothing. But I'm not going to play this over. I'm not going to play this under. Just fishy that it fell so much and then rose so much. So my play here, guys, Celtics, sharp contrarian line freeze. Scott Foster's reffing. Give me Boston, +1.5, baby. Let's win tonight. Let's force a game 7. Then for Memphis and Golden State, I tell you what, guys, I was really into Memphis here, and I was leaning Memphis pretty hard because this line did open Golden State Warriors -9 or -8.5, and now it's down to 8. But I got really tripped up here. And again, I'd go Grizzlies or nothing, but I got tripped up because we got the data from BetMGM and they're showing 71% of bets on the Memphis Grizzlies. So to me, you know, if it was the other way, if it was 29% on the Grizzlies and they were 9 or 8.5 down to 8, then absolutely all day, I'll give me the Grizzlies. I can't bet the Grizzlies, guys. They're a trendy dog tonight. They're getting 71% of bets. So I know that the line move tells you at least there was some respected money on Memphis. But the fact that they're getting, you know, 3 out of 4 bets, to me, it's a layoff for me. But what I am going to do is play this under. So this total opened 219.5. It's down to 218.5. At BetMGM, you're only getting 53% of bets, but 68% of money on the under. So that tells me low bets, higher dollars, line move to the under, sharp money on the under. We look at these playoff unders, 46 and 25, 65% this year. This postseason, if they fall at least a half point, they're 27 and 11, 71%. And oh, by the way, tired legs, game 6, game 7 unders historically, tick up in value because as everything we mentioned, you can't make a mistake. You're going to use the shot clock. You're going to lock in on defense. Defense is all about effort. So I will take the under here. And I am rooting for anyone in Grizzlies because the line did go in their favor. But again, 71%, I can't get behind that in a 10 o'clock game that'll be the most heavily bet game of the night. So my only two plays in the NBA, give me Boston and Scott Foster, Celtics +1.5, and the Golden State Warriors Grizzlies under 218.5. Now to the NHL. So I'll tell you, I was looking at maybe Pittsburgh here. You know, they opened on the at home like +120, and they were down to like or like +115, and they're all the way down to like +105 or +110. So line is going to Pittsburh. They would be, off a loss system match. But now they have no Sidney Crosby. He's been ruled out here. So I kind of laid off Pittsburgh, and the Rangers would technically be off a win, but they're the desperate team. So I didn't touch that one. I was leaning Florida and Washington a little bit to Washington. You know, some of these shops opened you know, Florida or Washington getting like plus 150. They're down to like plus 140. And they would be desperation off a loss. So I guess that was my closest money line was Washington. But I'm only going to make one bet tonight, guys. And this is what it is. It's the Dallas Calgary under 5.5. So this one, obviously Dallas would be a desperation off a loss system match. I mean, I don't mind them either if you want to bet them tonight. But this to me was your best angle. So number one, really juiced up under 5.5. Both these other games are juiced up over. This one is 5.5 opener. It opened juiced up minus 120. Now it's juiced up 5.5 under, like minus 130. I see a really high juice price on that under. So I don't think books want to go to 5. If they do, they're going to get hammered by a lot of over 5 buyback. But that juice is telling you the liability is on the under tonight. And that really jives with kind of what we've seen throughout the series. So it's 4-1 to the under in the series. Dallas is now 48-37 to the under on the season. And if you look at, you know, on the year, I want to say the under is 1, 2, 3, 4. I got to double check this. I want to say it's like 4-1 the last 5 or something. Like, I don't know. I'm all screwed up. But anyway, they've really trended under here. Dallas is an under team. They play good defense. They don't score a lot. It's a game 6, game 7 elimination. Under system match as well. So my only bet is the Dallas Calgary under. Under 5.5 at around minus 130. Again, I'll be rooting for anyone who is on Washington. I'll be rooting for anyone who's on Dallas. Who knows if the drinks are flowing on a Friday night. Maybe I'll add them. But again, my only official pod play here would be the Dallas under 5.5. And then to finish up strong with a little bit of biting in the arena, MMA, UFC, two bets that caught my eye. Number one, Verna Jandiroba, J-A-N-D-I-R-O-B-A, Jandiroba, Verna Jandiroba. I'm going to sweat Verna or Vierna. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Verna Jandiroba. But she is playing or fighting Angela Hill. Number one, refresher for those who have never bet UFC and want to dabble in it. We have a rudimentary model on the pod. We want a younger fighter, a taller fighter, a fighter with a longer reach, and a fighter with a line move in their favor. So you want to incorporate both the physical and youth advantages with an indication of respect and money in their favor in the way of a line move, basically. So Verna Jandiroba, she matches for me. Verna Jandiroba opened minus 150. She's all the way up to minus 190, minus 185. So big move toward Jandiroba. She's 33. Her opponent is 37. So 4-year age advantage. Fade fighters 35 or older. Now they're both 5'2 and they both have a 64-inch reach. So height and reach are the same, but big youth advantage and a big line move toward Verna Jandiroba. So I'm going to sweat Jandiroba. Shop around. I got Jandiroba at minus 185. Next bet here, if you listen to Betting Cross America or tuned in, our guy Gamble and Lou gave us the breakdown here. But the main event, Jan Błachowicz and Alexander Rakic. Give me Rakic, baby. Rakic opened as kind of a, you know, short-ish. I think he was like minus 150, minus 160 favorite. He's been steamed up all the way to minus 190. That's a big move toward Rakic. He's 30 years old. His opponent is 39. That is a fade fighters 35 or older, fade fighters who are 5 years or older, fade fighters who are almost 40 years old, you're damn right. And our guy's 30, so huge 9-year youth advantage. Rakic is 6'3". His opponent's 6'2", so 1-inch advantage in height. They both have a 78-inch reach. So the reach is the same. He's 1-inch taller, but 9 years younger. He's got a big line move in his favor. So give me Alexander Rakic, minus 190. So Rakic minus 190, Jandiroba minus 185. Can we get both of those? That would be fantastic. There you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar grinding in the arena. Great bounce back last night. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you've learned to not overreact to a good night or a bad night and just grind the model in the blueprint long term, looking for sharp contrarian plays, taking away your bias and gut instinct and betting on what you think is going to happen instead, bet on what the market is telling you, what's sharp and what's contrarian and where the system matches are at. But either way, if the pot has helped you at all, maybe you were a big parlay person, now you flat bet. Maybe you kind of were loosey-goosey with your bankroll and now you've defined your bankroll. Whatever it may be, if the pot has helped you in any way, feel like you're a sharper better or you've cashed some bets or you feel more confident or beating closing lines, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action in the form of line freezes, reverse line moves, steam moves, how to find contrarian value, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, the mental side of betting. I have a full chapter on that, as well as a full chapter on all the major sports, all included in my book, the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to pick one up, it would mean a lot to me. If you want to get one for that buddy of yours who parlays every favorite, just send them to the bankroll management chapter first. But seriously, guys, if you already bought it, thank you. And if you're going to, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. So with that being said, as we steam into the weekend on a big Friday, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, and the newly legalized breaking records every day, great state of New York, hopefully Massachusetts before July 31st so they can come to an agreement. Fingers crossed, the ultimate fingers crossed. We're out in the desert where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, where you get a juicy $1 hot dog when the Yanks cash plus 135 for you. Or, of course, at the new Stadium Swim, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, hanging by the Mega Bar and the big screen, getting a victory burger, Mandalay Bay, LV Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me and you're going to show me a Houston Astros ticket, a Texas Rangers ticket, a Yankees plus money ticket, a Dallas getting two with Doncic line freeze ticket, an Edmonton Oilers ticket, but most of all, you're going to show me a Tampa Bay Lightning, 16-0 off a loss now, baby, but number one, you're going to show me a Boston Bruins, backs against the wall, we want the damn cup, minus 125, and dear God, I need all of you to say a prayer for my Boston Bruins tomorrow. Win the damn game, I want another round of playoffs. Tomorrow, the Bruins play like absolute gods. Let's go, Bees. Have a great weekend, everyone. Flash me one of those winners. First one's on you. Next one's on me. We're going to post about the book, Sweat Sharp Contrarian Plays all night. I wish you the best of luck. Have a great weekend. And, of course, my parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. If you haven't realized yet, sports betting is difficult. You got to overcome these really sharp lines the odds makers and their supercomputers set. Then we got to overcome the juice. We got to overcome luck and randomness. We got to avoid bad beats. But if we can consistently find those games that fit our model simultaneously against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, no parlaying, get some closing line value and some historical system matches, then guess what? We're going to be okay long term. So the over-under for Cloud Candy keg beers for me is probably 9.5. And I can tell you, we will all be sweating the Boston Bruins. So say a prayer. Go Bees. Have a great weekend, everyone. Hope to see you on Lombardi Line and betting across America 3-4. Enjoy the good weather. If you're in New England, guys, it's spring. It almost feels like summer. It's almost 80 degrees here. So let's get after it. And I'll leave you with this. Bergeron, 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 and the Boston Bruins are advancing to the next round of Stanley Cup playoffs. Go Bees, guys. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.